Faced with an administration-proposed budget featuring some high-profile expenditure reductions, the majority of the speakers have sought to preserve or even expand municipal services they regard as crucial to city residents.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Good evening, Deirdre Cronin, C-R-O-N-I-N, and I'm here to speak on behalf of increasing the funding for the Youth Reception Center, which is housed at Covenant House.
My name is Allie Harvey, and I'm here on behalf of the Alaska Center for the Environment, or ACE. The People Mover is a vital part of our Anchorage community. The public showed clear support for maintaining People Mover during the budget dialogues this past summer. We believe that any service cuts to the People Mover will set Anchorage backwards and ask the Assembly to please amend the budget to allow for maintenance of the existing services.
Mike Kenny, I'm here this evening speaking on behalf of the Rapid Creek Community Council. We have passed a resolution asking that Engine 10 remain in full service at Fire Station 10. In addition to increasing risk to life and property, eliminating Fire Station 10 will increase the cost to our residents, both in the Fire Station 10 service area and in the municipality, in excess of the expected savings.
The Arla Sturgeluski, the Sampson Diamond Library has really served a lot of functions. It just seems odd to me that we open libraries and then we close others that are a real part of the community.
Kim Castle, my concern is public safety. We have no way to just reduce the amount of criminal activity or the number of emergencies that are going to happen so that they fit into a budget. We're talking about homicides, sexual assaults, fires in people's homes, car crashes where people are killed and injured. Most people in Anchorage live in blissful ignorance of what happens out there. But you, as our elected officials, are making decisions, and you don't have the luxury to live in that ignorance. You must search out the information about what your decisions are going to manifest as in our lives next year. What does it mean to not have enough police officers? What does it really mean to not have enough fire officers?
Sprinkled amongst those seeking to preserve particular services were those supporting expenditure cuts in Anchorage's municipal budget.
My name's Stephanie Persinger. I'm in support of balancing the budget. I'm also in support of trimming out a bunch of the fat. I'm opposed to taxing to the cap, and I'm huge support of putting money in savings.
My name is Robert Timmons. My proposal is that we flatten out the tax cap. If we flattened it out for the next 3 years, we just stayed with the 2010 budget for the next 3 years. At the fourth year, we increased it for the three players, which is an increase in housing and population growth and CPI based on the previous year, and then flattened it out for the next 3 years. We did that for two cycles.
Those are just a few of the topics and speakers from the public testimony given during the first two hearings on Anchorage's 2011 municipal budgets. If you'd like to add your ideas about municipal revenues and expenditures, the third and final public hearing occurs at tonight's Anchorage Assembly meeting. That meeting takes place in the Assembly Chambers on the first floor of the Lusac Library. The session begins at 5 o'clock, with the budget hearing portion likely starting at 7 p.m. The Assembly debate formally commences at the next regular session on December 7th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.